This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your host, filling in for, well, I guess you really could never really fill in for Bradley Dean. I want to give Bradley, thank you, Bradley, for allowing me to have your mic again today. Hope you all had a safe and enjoyable July 4th. See, I hate calling it July 4th, but if I don't call it that, most people don't know what you're talking about, right? It's Independence Day. It was Independence Day, okay? We're going to need another one real soon at the rate we're going. But, yes, I hope you enjoyed and understood. And I hope it wasn't just, listen, I know I shouldn't do this, but if it was just a barbecue and beer day for you, shame on you. If you didn't take a few minutes to explain to your young ones, have conversation around what actually took place to get us to the point for them to hand us a republic that we could be more than happy screwing up, then shame on you. You know, seriously, I think about everything that went down. Isn't it interesting? Interesting. Check this out. On a holiday weekend, tell me this wasn't set up. I know, I'm not going to go down. On a holiday weekend, we had a three-hour interview with Mrs. Clinton. Right? Well, the FBI did. I didn't. And then by Tuesday morning, they have decided not to charge her with anything. So, apparently, the FBI was not on vacation, right? Comey was not on vacation. Tell me this wasn't worked out ahead of time. Tell me this wasn't all figured out on Thursday for Loretta Lynch to come out and say, hey, I'll do whatever the FBI tells me to do, basically. Tell me she didn't know. Yeah, I know. I'm doing conspiracy stuff. I get it. For you Bible scholars out there, check out what the Bible says about the end times when right is wrong and wrong is right, when things get blurred. Well, they're not blurred. We've got past blurred. We are into all out in your face lying, and there's nothing you could do about it, they say. Now, there would have been something we could do about this if we'd stop playing this game. If you Christians, if you conservatives would get off your butt and make a difference and do something. Now, I know some of you are. Don't get me wrong. For those of you who have ears to hear, right? So if you are actually working towards helping your person get elected, the right person get elected, then so be it. But if you're not, if you're still on your knees waiting for God to make a move, you need to get off your knees. You need to make the move. He has no hands but your hands, right? He has no feet but your feet. For him to get involved and engaged, or for you to get the person you need in there, we need in there, then you got to do something. You can't continue to do nothing. Very, 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 very weird that the FBI is doing nothing. Calling her extremely careless, but doing nothing. We have proof from people close to her that emails were scrubbed, confidential markings were scrubbed, and they're willing to do nothing. Anyway, I know I took off at 100 miles an hour. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for the day. Always a pleasure to have you on board. If it's the first time tuning in, you were expecting to hear Bradley Dean. You want to head over to his website, sonsofmedia.com. That's Sons of Sons of Liberty Media.com. I guess you got to use all the words. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Either one of them will work. It'll get you over. You can see who Bradley Dean is. You can check out some of his writings. Pick up the podcast. You'll just have a good time over there on the site. Got some great writers, including myself, I have to admit, on Sons of Liberty Media. And I am Joe Messina, your guest host for today. If you like what you hear, you can always check me out. I am also on GCN Live every single day. Check us out as well at TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. Okay, want to know why? Partially why we're losing. Now, see, we can't get the people I want, or we want. I shouldn't say I want. We want. Because we won't get off our butts. Hey, if you've got something to say, you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. So, I just got on your case for not getting off your butts and helping to get righteous people elected. Now, I don't give you scripture numbers or references. You need to do some of your own homework. But basically, the Bible says that when a godly man is ruling, when the kingdom is ruled by a godly man, right, the people are at peace. The people rejoice. Therefore, the opposite is the same, is it not? If the kingdom is ruled by tyrants, by ungodly, by heathens, you cannot be happy. Nobody can be. And whether you're a believer or not, you're not happy. And the one percenters goes to a half a percenter. So recently in a poll that came out, and this shows you the work that we're not doing still, a new poll shows that there's a rapid increase. Not just an increase, not a subtle, not a slight increase, a rapid increase of atheism in the U.S. Sick. Now, when the calls were made, does it say how many calls? Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. When the calls were made, the questions were asked, or the responses, I believe in God and have no doubt of God's existence. I believe in God, but sometimes have doubts that God exists. I believe in God, but have frequent doubts that God exists. I do not believe in God, but still believe it is possible that God may exist. And final, I do not believe in God. I'm entirely sure that God does not exist. Okay? As you watch the increases over the years, okay, you're seeing these, you're seeing a rise, an increase. We are currently at, let me see, 35%, about 35% of the people surveyed said that no, there is no God, no religious affiliation. And this is, I, you know, according to the article, it's the same gripe I have. I do not go to my men's fellowship anymore. And I won't tell you what church I go to, but I don't go to my men's fellowship anymore because I'm tired of testimonies. I'm tired of guys out there crying and talking about how they came to Christ. You want to listen, we all have a testimony. Everybody's got a testimony. But I don't need to hear it all the time. I'm not in. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, phoning in for Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far. You're going to miss a lot.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter. Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me today. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio right here on GCN Live. If you were looking for Bradley Dean, well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You're out of luck because that wouldn't go well on me now, would it? No, Bradley is he's traveling to another location. And, well, that's usually when you're traveling, you are going to another location, aren't you? Anyway. Bradley is traveling right now, so he asked me to fill in for him. I always appreciate it. I'm honored and delighted to be able to be here with you today. Hope you're getting something out of it. Look, if it's the first time you're tuning in and you want to learn more about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, head over to the sonsoflibertyradio.com or the sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll learn a lot about Bradley and you check out his writers, check out his site. He's got a lot of offerings there as well. My name is Joe Messina. If you enjoy the time that you have with me today, I also do a daily radio show here on GCN Live. You can check me out at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Let's get back at it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your guest host today. We're talking about Christians got to get off your butts. Actually, I should rephrase that. You got to get off your knees and get cranking. You got to do something. Okay, I mean, we could turn this into a preaching session. I'm not going to. That's Bradley's job. But I can give you 35, 40 scriptures where God and where Christ says to you, get up, you go do, you make it happen, you do this. Now, obviously with his authority, but you do it. You get it done. Right? We get the elected officials we have because most Christians won't vote. They say God's in control. You know, Brother Joe, God's sovereignty will decide who oversees us. No, it's not true. God's sovereignty is what gave us a government. God's sovereignty is he allows us to govern ourselves. He gives us free will. If you had all the money in the world, I know some of you get that, there's the cringe. Remember, it's not money is not the root of all evil. Love of money is the root of all evil. Anyways, you get all the money in the world. You go to a car lot. You have any car in a lot you want. Do you go to the worst car you can get? Do you look for the oldest piece of junk you can get your hands on? Do you look or do you go for something that looks good but has really bad interior, really bad engine? Or do you buy the car that's in the best shape, mechanically, physically, maybe has the best record of maintenance? Or are you an idiot? Or are you going to go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, God will make me end up on the exact car that I need to have? Is that how you do things? Anyway, I started telling you about how I don't go to my men's fellowship. I'm tired of the testimonies. I know you're saved. I know you probably had a bad life. We've all had a bad life at some point in time, okay? What I want to learn when I go to a men's fellowship, the same thing with my wife when she goes to a women's fellowship, how do you overcome? How do you stand on God's word? How can you believe God for things to get better in your life, to do what he wants you to do, to bring other people to Christ, to make this country stronger? I still don't understand. Now, I'm not giving the other side a pass yet. I do not understand how you can belong to a party that wants to throw God out of the platform. I don't get it. I am totally lost at that. On the other hand, I don't know how you can belong to a party that has God in the platform, but continues on like God doesn't exist. Those of you in that party that are outspoken, claim to be Christians, should be smacking them around spiritually, verbally, whatever, to get them in line. Vote them out if they're not acting like they, if they're not represent, their actions don't represent who they say they are. The writer of the article says, for far too long, Christians have been focusing on personal testimonies and piety as a principal means of evangelization. Yeah, you say that three times fast. While ignoring the intellectual battle of ideas going on in the culture, in the culture war. Now, for this reason, they've not been effectively engaged in secular culture, especially the academic part, right? Which is the most influential. See, you hardcore Christians, that you know, get involved in what's going on around you. Look, become teachers, join groups that you have an influence. You know, just because a group isn't a Christian group doesn't mean you can't have influence. Because I'm going to tell you something. For those of you who only join Christian groups, you're a bunch of cowards. Come on. It's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, isn't it? It's easy to love God when everybody around you loves God. How about when you're with a group of guys, there's 10 of you there, and you're the only one that believes in God. You're the only one that believes God is real. And they start peppering you with questions. Right? Are you good with that? Is that something you cherished? I welcome that opportunity every time it happens. And I don't fight like an idiot. Okay? Most of the guys I hang out with are fairly intelligent people. Not geniuses, but fairly intelligent. And I don't just throw scripture at them. Yes, I use scripture, but I don't use it, you know, Genesis chapter 3, verse. I don't do that. That'll turn off 8.5 of the guys there. You can use scripture in your conversation without actually going to the book and chapter. I believe Jesus did a lot of that, don't you? I don't think, very rarely did Jesus quote a scripture. He talked in parables that were backed up by scripture. If you want to send me an email, you think I'm off, right? Some don't like the call. That's cool. You want to tell me I'm doing a good job? That's nice, too. 866-582-9933 if you want to call in. That's 866-582-9933. Or you can send me an email, I can't make it any easier than this, right? joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Really that easy. So we've not done well in engaging with the outside world. And there's nowhere in the Bible where it says you're not supposed to engage with the outside world. It actually even says you're part of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. Right? And the approaches we take are not good. We've been hearing for years how Christians, you know, both Catholic and Protestant, are leaving the churches in droves. The West is becoming more and more like Europe, just like some of our current leaders want us to be, which is much more secular, much less God, much more secular. How's that working out for them, huh? Now, a recent poll conducted by the Center for Applied Research and the Apostolate of Georgetown University shows a rapid increase in atheism in the U.S. Now, according to the poll, now a whopping 17% of U.S. adults do not think that God even exists. Now, that's one of the largest, I mean largest, numbers we've seen in a long time. And you have to do something about this. I mean, no, seriously. You have to do something to help combat this. Now, he only takes into account people who actually say they just flat out don't believe in God. But if you talk about, the biggest three results. Actually, you should take four, and I'll tell you why. The four what if results. Like, I believe in God, but sometimes I have my doubts. All right, now I realize that there's hardcore Christians who every once in a while go, God, everything's going wrong. Do you care? Are you there? Do you exist? I think that's different. Right? That's one of those moments we all have those moments. But you know, here evangelical Christians, 8% of those polled said that they have their doubts. Now, see, I don't have a big problem with that. I personally don't. Right? We're human. We have our frailties. We have our moments. Most of those 8%, I almost say, 7.5% of the 8%, no. I'd almost say most of them, you know, get past that moment and move on. But when you start looking at, I believe in God, but have frequent doubts that God exists, I don't believe that that's the evangelical ones. I believe those are some of the people that are all over the place. I don't believe in God, but still believe it is possible that God may exist. And I don't believe in God, period, end of discussion. If you start lumping those together, you get well past the 17%, my friend. When we come back from the break, man, I didn't expect to spend as much time on this. But we're going to talk about the after effect of you not professing your faith in the secular world. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. I hope you did make it back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean usually sits in this chair, but he's given me the honor and the pleasure of sitting in his chair today, and I do appreciate that so much. If you want to hear more about, maybe it's your first time tuning in, you really didn't expect to hear me, you expected to hear Bradley, head over to the Sons of Liberty Radio or the Sons of Liberty Media, either one will work.com. You'll find out more about Bradley, more about the show, check out his writings, that kind of thing. And if you like what you hear from me and you want to hear more of this, we are both here on GCN Live. You can check me out at TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. I am Joe Messina and do very much appreciate you hanging in there with me today. Now, I want to get back to the rise of atheism in this country, which should be very... you didn't need this poll for that, did you? Should be very evident by what we see going on around us on a daily basis. But you understand that the army of God's not doing anything. A lot of, you know, I would say in my estimation with the stories that I do on my show, about 30-40% of the quote-unquote devout Christians are doing nothing. And they're doing nothing because in their mind's eye, in their estimation, God will handle it. God will deal with it. I'm just going to stay on my knees and pray for God to do the right thing. Well, first of all, God will do the right thing. That's number one. And I think you need to go find out, you know, well, we want his will to be done. Why don't you go read the Bible and find out what his will is? All right? I'm not going to do that whole prosperity, non-prosperity, having money, not having money, being healthy, not being healthy. You need to go read and find out what it says. And this country's in the shape it's in because a lot of you refused to vote in the last election or the election before that. Or the election before that because God's in control. Okay? You are incorrect. But that's a story for another day. Anyhow, what I was doing was I'm running down some of the numbers and looking at even non-religious affiliation. People really, 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 really don't believe in God. They don't go to church. They kind of hang out. They believe in some kind of supreme being. They don't know if they'd call it a God. Right? They don't know what they'd call it. But when you start factoring, you know, the article says 17% are, you know, staunch atheists. I think that's too easy to grab and run with that number. I think you have to pull them together and look, and I'm sorry to say that the number's a heck of a lot higher than that. I think we may find the numbers soon, and I mean soon. It was funny when I just had this conversation with a friend of mine, another host. We keep throwing out these numbers. Oh, 74% of the American population say they believe in God. Well, okay. What God? The God of the Bible? The God of the Quran? No, seriously. What God do they believe in? You know, pagans have God. Matter of fact, pagans have God and gods and goddesses. Which God do they believe in? If you asked anybody who has a deity outside of Christianity, and you called and your question was, do you believe in God? Yes, I believe in God. I believe that God exists. I believe that God's involved in my life. Big difference, right? Compared to what we would respond. Oh, I would hope that we respond. And let me tell you what this has done. Yeah, I'll say it. The aggravation that you have caused by not getting off your butts. Right? Here's the deal. Christian Mingle has lost a lawsuit. Because, now I know some churches, and I haven't figured this one out yet. I know some churches are capitulating to the gay and lesbian lifestyle, same-sex marriage, and that kind of stuff. Because they don't want to judge. Well, good luck with that. When the Bible tells you, look, the Bible tells you not to lie, right? Point blank. So if you lie, stop. If a pastor is up at the pulpit and saying, well, you know, some lies aren't so bad. No matter what it is, some lies just aren't so bad. Well, I'm sorry. Is he preaching the word of God? Or is he pulling an Eve on you? An Eve-ism. Now, God said we couldn't touch it either. So there's a problem. Because the minute she put her hand on it, and she didn't die, she was like, well, God lied. No, she changed the word. It was no longer God's word. No longer has to hold up. It's the same thing here. When you have pastors talking about gay marriage, same-sex marriage, like they are godly ways of living, get out of that church. Run. I'm sorry. Bradley's beat these scriptures. I know. I listened to the show, believe it or not. Bradley has beat these scriptures up for you already. And the reason society gets away with this is because we allow it to happen. Because we won't step up and do our rightly jobs as educators, as parents, as aunts and uncles, as good neighborhood people. We don't step up and take our jobs as city council members, as school board members, as water board members, as dog catchers. As your elected positions, we expect when we elect you, we want you to do things that are morally solid. That's why we elect you. That's why it's called a representative government. Well, according to a new court ruling, Christian Mingle, which is an online dating service, which I don't get to begin with, but so be it. I'm not dating. I'm very happily married. It's an online dating service for Christian singles. It must start allowing people to seek out same-sex relationships. Yeah, think about this. Christian Mingle. A judge now has decided what the principles of Christianity are. Did you guys see the irony here? Right, originally came to this country to get away from religious persecution. where we were being told by a king what we were going to think or not think. What the Bible said, what it didn't say. And where he went above and beyond what the Bible said and didn't say. Some of you should do your homework someday and find out where the Protestant religion started, how it started. Right? No, seriously. Look at how the Church of England came about. I'm not going to go. We don't have time to go into all of that. So now, here's an online dating site. Again, like I said, I don't agree with it. But you do what you're led to do. You do what you got to do. But now they're required to have a woman seeking woman, male seeking male. All right? I mean, we are going to see eventually male seeking dog, male seeking child, woman seeking dog, we're going to get out of control. Because we're going to get to the point where you're not going to have a right to section anything out. You know, when it comes to relationships between humans and whatever and whoever, everything's going to be discriminatory. Because you've allowed the liberal left to take over the courts, to take over. Yes, I'm going to say you. God didn't do this. You did this. You think God created Sodom and Gomorrah? You think God is the one that laid down the guidelines by which those people were living and how they were doing their lives and then destroyed them? My God, you talk about it. I don't even know what you would call that. Here, I'm going to lay out the game. I'm going to force them to live a certain lifestyle that I hate and I abhor. Okay, I'm going to make them break all the rules, and then I'm going to wipe them out for breaking all the rules. Yeah, there's a God I want to serve. The great God of Alzheimer's. Has to be. Yeah, I know some of you are cringing right now. God has a sense of humor, believe me. Look in the mirror. I do it every day and laugh. Go, God, what did you do? Now, Christian Mingle only required new users to specify whether they are a man seeking a woman or a woman seeking a man. Two gay men filed a lawsuit against the site's owner, California-based Spark Networks, claiming that the site limited options, violating California's anti-discrimination law, and moved to Texas. Period. State law requires businesses to offer full and equal accommodations and services to people regardless of their sexual orientation. For now, Christian Mingle will only ask a user whether he or she is a man or a woman. Okay. Spark Networks agreed that within 2 years it would adjust the other features to give gay singles a more tailored experience. The terms approved by a state judge Monday also applied to other Spark-owned sites that have operated the same fashion, including Catholic Mingle, AdventistSinglesConnection.com, and BlackSingles.com. Just amazing. No, I'm not. I'm serious. You have allowed this happen. No, Christians, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. If you're not a Christian, I don't know what to tell you. But you've allowed this to happen. Now, Spark agreed to pay both men $9,000 each. So they weren't looking for the money, maybe. But the attorneys were paid $450,000. I want to drive the point home. The company didn't admit to any wrongdoing. Therefore, they can't be held liable under state law. The attorneys made $450,000. Are you with me here? This is nuts, right? I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this other than to say, you need to get off your butts and you need to get engaged. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio here on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from the Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers, straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today. Bradley Dean will be back with you. I think he'll be back with you tomorrow. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me. I know some of you probably came in to listen to Bradley, and he's not here. Oh, God, who's this guy? Yeah, I'm telling you, just give me a couple of minutes. I won't totally turn you off, I promise. But we were talking about Christian Mingle lost a lawsuit recently, or the owners of the company lost a lawsuit, actually. And the sad part about all of this is this has been a long time coming. And I say that from a standpoint of when you're in this every day like I am. I mean, I do this 3 hours a day. And I fill in for Bradley, that's four. But when you're doing this 3 hours a day and you have to do your homework and check the stories that are, you know, upcoming and happening and that kind of stuff, and you start thinking to yourself as you're doing these, being a Christian, I am a Christian, I'm not ashamed of being a Christian. When you're doing these stories and you're thinking to yourself, most of what's taken place, most of what's gone on, it's because good people have not engaged or got involved. And I'm sorry, good people. Because, you know, anybody can scream and shout from the mountaintop, hey, you know what, you're trampling on my rights, I have a right to do this, 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 and that. You know, it doesn't matter. Right? I mean, what does the Word say? Are you living by what the Word of God says? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you Here's one for you. Are you leaving a better world for your kids and your grandkids? As I always love to say, I'm just asking. You have to answer those questions on your own. And if it's no, or if it's I'm not sure, I don't know what I need to do, well, first and foremost, I tell you, you got to listen to Bradley more often because he'll tell you how to do it. You've got to be willing to learn. You've got to be willing to pay attention. All right? And you've got to be willing to get... Oh, God. I wish I hit 3 hours, man. I got to tell you. So this weekend, as you guys are off on the beach, and you're barbecuing, and, you know, you're having your beer, or if you don't drink like me, you know, maybe you're having lemonade, whatever it is. And you're having fun at the beach. And look, there's nothing wrong with the freedoms. God created the water, the beach, all of that. Created a great universe for us. The wonders of the universe, the beauty of this planet. You look at all of that, and you have to sit back and go, my God, there is no way that this is an accident. Right? Well, okay, you may think so. I'm going to tell you, there's no way this is an accident. Let me help enlighten you. And then we sit here and we don't fight for our God. We don't. And listen, he doesn't need us to fight for him necessarily. But we are to put on the good fight of faith, or to put up the good fight of faith. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? Right? So I look at this stuff and I say, come on, let's just be honest about it. From this weekend, did any of you talk to your kids, your nieces, your nephews, the people that were around you? Did you even ask the question, hey guys, you ever wonder what was given up for us to be able to sit here and have beer and barbecue? And we're not speaking a different language? Seriously, did you ask anybody that? Have you given any of that any thought? You know, if I could find it, and I've lost it already, I'm sure. But our founding fathers never necessarily meant for the 4th of July, right? To be a barbecue, a celebration of a birthday, if you would. As a barbecue and beer day. All right? You know what they wanted? for a country that's becoming more and more and more and more atheist. It's not what they wanted. They wanted us to give glory to God. They wanted us to give God the credit for the country that we are, well, for the country that we should have become. And I'll tell you what, today, I'd be embarrassed. Sorry, guys, but I would be. I'd be embarrassed to give God the credit for the country we've become. You know, John Adams said that this day of July in 1776, he said, I'm apt to believe, poor guy, delusional, I'm apt to believe that we will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival that it ought to be. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance, not by fighting men, right? Not by man, but as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. He didn't talk about fighting. He didn't talk about any of that stuff. What he talked about, what he meant, was it was our giving God his just due, giving God the respect, giving God the credit, giving God the glory, giving God the praise for this new country they had created for freedom. Now think about this stuff. They wanted to give God the glory for this stuff. We, however, are working hard to take it away from him. To make sure he's not even mentioned. What do you, you know, here's my question to you today. We just came off the big birthday celebration. So what are you doing to make sure God gets the glory? What are you doing to get it back to the way our founding fathers wanted? And don't give me that stuff. I love talking to some of you, even my conservative friends. I love talking to some of you about who actually believe. Right? That actually believe. Forget about it. Because I get too mad, and I shouldn't get that mad. And I ask your forgiveness. I apologize. I'm around too many of my Christian friends that think that God is going to take care of everything, that they don't have to do jack. Right? And you look at what's happening around you. Look at what your kids are exposed to. Tell me, you know, what you should do for a week, for one solid week. Keep a diary of what your kids are exposed to. Hey, we're supposed to guard our eyes and ears, right? We're supposed to be careful to what we put into our minds. So take a whole week. Come on, that ain't that hard. I don't care what you got going on, ain't that hard. A little diary as to what your children are exposed to in school, on television, in the playground, at dance class, at, I don't know, music class, whatever, wherever you at, soccer. You know, because I know you're all running around doing stuff with your kids, and I think that's great. I had four children. I know it's a lot of work. I can empathize with you. But what I will tell you, and not perfect parents, but I will tell you that every single day at the dinner table, what'd you learn in school today? Was there anything that stood out in school today? Do you want to share with us? Teach us. Teach your parents. Right? So I blame us. I blame us Christians for where the world is today. I blame us Christians for where America is today. We were handed a God-fearing, God-loving country. Whether you want to hear it or not, was based on Christianity, Judeo-Christian principles, but the principles from the Bible. We have now turned that into, or allowed that country to be turned into, a country that doesn't allow the Bible in school, that we can't refer to this country as a Judeo-Christian country, that biblical principle no longer can be used as a premise as to how we make our laws. The Ten Commandments are being removed or have been removed, continue to be removed from public buildings. We've done a good job, huh? And then when we get in front of the big guy, sorry for you gender-neutral people, yeah, the big guy. Are we really going to hear good and faithful servant? Hey, have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Bradley will be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for being with me today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.